This is AP Sounds, community stories and audio adventures from Alexandra Palace.
Every time I come, like, I feel like I've like started again. I just feel like refreshed, and I wake up the next morning, I feel like full of energy and stuff.
Up next, soundscapes and encounters with the EFG Ali Pali Boxing Club.
Hi!
Must be in person. This is for the next couple of hours, the boxing club. These guys are here for the next hour, and at the end of that hour, some of the bigger boys come in. The kids can come, learn something, but like you see, they've got little sisters and little brothers, but they can come and feel comfortable and just run around and use stuff at the same time. Like we normally have, well, we've just come back in, but sometimes we put out like foosball tables and like we have like a you know, makeshift table tennis thing. Because we moved back in, I don't know where anything is now. That's the reason why I haven't pulled it all back. But it's nice. We try to make it accessible so at least these guys can play around while the big ones are, or their brothers and sisters are getting involved. All our stuff stays there. We pack it all in here. We pack it all out, like literally just before you came. Packing it all out, putting all the mats down, bringing all the equipment out, and then when we finish the session, we pack it all up back in the corner. So it is a portable setup. So because we are the parents, as in me and Peppy are the parents, and we've got three children. So the littlest one's the boy in the black t-shirt. They run, him. My husband, he has been boxing we met when we were about 18. He was always athletic. So he used to play for England under 18s. He used to play for like the Brixton Top Cats. He used to play basketball. But he was always very physical. So he always tried everything. He did jiu-jitsu when he was little, taekwondo and all these kind of things. And then when we got to about 20, I'd say, he met somebody who started teaching him how to box. And then he said to encourage him, he said that you should go to a boxing club and you should really go to a boxing club. So he did. He went to a boxing club in South London, stayed there for nearly 10 years, I think. And he boxes at amateur. He got his coaching award back then as well. So this is Coach Kess, as I say. But our big one. Earlier on this year, she got her coaching award. So she coaches alongside Dad. So my daughter started boxing at the same club when her little brother went. So the little brother went and he was going, and you know, Dad would take him to the sessions. And then there was one period where he couldn't take him. He was ill or something, I can't remember. And he said to my daughter, take your brother and sit down with him. And she was sitting there. She was about 16 at the time. And then she went, I can do this. Oh. And then she just said, all right. And we were like, really? We never forced her because we'd always taught her how to. But she was like, I can do this. When he was 13, he won the national championship, so he won something called the Golden Gloves, which is the national schoolboy championships. And then the following year, she won something called the Golden Girls, which is an international competition. So we went out to Sweden with her, and she won the competition out there as well. The whole family's in. End of 2022, about in October or so, we approached the palace and said to them, you know, we'd like to try and establish a proper accredited boxing club. We'd explained to them that we'd be, as a organisation, we'd be doing lots of different projects in the community. So we do lots of projects in like art and woodwork, and we run like a tribalised stall, and we carved a totem pole down here and a sundial in Priory Park and all these other things. And we said we'd really like to now kind of do this. Do you think you could help us? So yeah, we got the backing from Ali Pali, and they said we would like to support. They wrote us a letter of support, and then so we began. We've been embraced so far by the community because people have seen us, and I think it's lots of really local people that are just walking through the park that have seen the posters and got in contact, or word of mouth where somebody from one school's come and they've told somebody else and then they've come. And it's just a really nice, we're small but perfectly packaged. Do you know what I mean? We never take on too much.
Yeah, I've got my little boy here, and he's been boxing for about 6 months now. Yeah, and he's really enjoying it. He really likes it here, and it's a nice place to have boxing. They go out sometimes as well to do like circuit training and everything. He's becoming fit now. And sports day is nearly coming for school, so he's doing really well.
My boy is like 10 years old, and he's been here maybe for 1 year now, I think a bit before her son. And he really enjoys all his friends. It's like a big family, They enjoy outdoor whenever it's like a sunny day, and they can practice a lot inside. It's 2 hours per week, so it's really, really, I mean, the team is doing a great job. That's why I said it's a big family, because we can stay here, watch them, and like, it's really good, because if you can see how your children, they progress, they empower, you know, like.
You see the progress yourself, you know, rather than just leaving them and then going and then asking the teacher, so how they're getting on, but you can actually see it for yourself, how they're improving. And yeah, he's not on the PlayStation or anything.
That's it.
Yeah, get them out of the house, isn't it?
Can I grab you for an interview? What's your name?
Fionn.
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 Nice to meet you, Fionn.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you out of breath? Sorry.
Very much so.
Yeah. How often do you come to the comp?
Once a week, on Mondays, but they also do Thursdays. So.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's a kind of family club who runs it, so it's not like one of those peer pressure ones. It's really fun, enjoyable, relaxing in a way.
Day by day, I see my son improving. And hopefully in the future he's going to be, why not, one of the boxers. And I think it's a very good activity. As I said, I'm happy with the coach and his little team. And it's a real progress in him, because he's a very energetic kid, and he's the age to do it, to start the sport. Why not?
All of the kids here that we've seen since we've been coming here, we've been here since probably around December, some maybe, I don't know, I don't remember how long we've been here, but it's not been that long. Every one of these kids has come a real long way. I mean, some of them were here before we came, but I'd say probably about 75% we saw start, and it's just incredible, like the change in them, the confidence, but it's also a social environment as well. They do art, they do meditation, they, you know, it's like the parents come and chat together and stuff like that. And so it's a nice, it's a lot.
My son is 11 and he's here. We were just walking across Ali Pali and saw the flyer, and it was the perfect timing really, because we were looking for a new activity for him. And he had always mentioned kind of being interested in boxing, but we didn't really look into it. We didn't know if it existed for his age. And then we saw the flyer. And so he came for the trial and loved it. And he comes twice a week now. And he never complains about it. He literally loves it so much. And it's done really amazing things for him, I think. I feel like they focus so much on like the children's mental health and well-being, and kind of strengthening that too, which I think is important. There's such a community feel, and because it's run by a family, I think that obviously matters. Like, they really care for the kids and motivate them and inspire them.
Do you want to say something into the microphone? Can I get your name?
Rhodes. I really like the like warm-ups. Like, you can like run, you can like shadow box, you can like do parkour, or you can just like do different exercises.
My name's Max. I love it. It's like my favorite thing. Like, what? Like, it's like a refresh. Like, every time I come, like, I feel like I've like started again. I just feel like refreshed. And I wake up the next morning, I feel like full of energy and stuff. It gives me more confidence, I think. And that's nice. Like, loads of the people here are really nice. So it's like new friendships and stuff, which is good.
So my name is Daru. Yeah, I've been training with Pep like since I was young, like since I was in secondary school. I used to get in trouble in secondary school, and like I come to boxing as a way to like kind of release my energy. My dad and Pep like know each other. Yeah, it's kind of like I've known Kedra and Kes and Pep all together like for long now, like 5 years they've been training me. My favorite thing about the club is the way kind of Pep focuses on everyone like individually. So everybody gets focused on, no one kind of gets left out. So yeah.
Austin, do you mind answering a few questions? Sorry to interrupt your question.
My name is Austin Whelan. Had my first fight for this club back in March. That went well. Won not my first fight, but my first fight for this club. I feel like ever since I won that fight, I feel like a lot of like people, like all the children here, has kind of like looked up to me, and like makes them want to train harder as well. They're very welcoming, and like other clubs that I've been with before, they're kind of like strict. Obviously, it's good to be strict, but like here, they're very welcoming, and it's like it's comforting, kind of like being here. And obviously, you see a lot of children here as well. They're very. It shows how welcoming they are.
Well, now he's doing a little bit.